Just like one or two of them. I don't know. I mean, what did you have planned?
This is dick pics, Danny. I never have anything planned.
Well, last time we talked about doing what do you call it? News and stuff. But I haven't really looked at anything in the news.
No, I looked at something in the news.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's a great way to talk about it.
What?
Start. Well, there was this thing with the Ebola.
With the Ebola?
And I'm pretty sure I have it, so.
You do not have Ebola. No, you have a slight head cold. You don't have Ebola.
No, this is not a head cold. This is death. It's the plague. I don't know what the fuck it is.
You don't
is.
Have Ebola.
I have some.
Are we recording this?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Get in the game, man.
Well,
game.
I
welcome
put
to
on
Dick
Pics,
everybody. This is Richard Tanner here with my good host.
Good, your good host?
Yeah.
Because you're the bad host?
Yeah.
I'm Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We're going to reverse the roles now.
Okay.
Because you just proved yourself to be a horrible host.
I'm an awful horse. A host.
Horse.
I'm an awful horse.
You're a horrible horse as well. But yeah, no, so we live in Atlanta, or the outskirts at least, thank God.
We
so
live
the fucking
very far outside
out.
Of Atlanta.
But yeah, they got those Ebola ovations. You know?
Ebola ovations?
Ovations. Patients up in giving me shit, man. They're giving me shit. That's all there is to it, dude.
Yes, they are Ebola patients. Well, there's one patient, I believe.
I thought there was two.
I was under the impression there's only one here.
Oh.
But like...
Well, we should
have I don't know. I probably should have looked
it
up. Yeah, but I know that like... One of them is here, and he's at Emory.
Yes. That's the one that I
not the
like.
CDC, which is strange.
Yeah. Let's have a lot of medical students work on him who, you know, go out and partied with us last weekend. And they're like, yeah, we got this.
Got you really, really drunk. Yeah. Speaking of, would you like a glass of wine?
Yes, please. Okay. Give me a glass of wine. That's good for a cold.
Yes. You'll be fine.
Hold on. This is our favorite part of the show that no one else can hear.
Just the pour?
Clink it.
I don't want to clink it. Okay, I clinked it. You can hear the pour a little bit in the headphones, but I'm not sure.
Can you also hear the $3-ness of that bottle of
this
wine?
This is such cheap wine. It's like $2 Chuck quality wine. But
$2 Chuck? How old are you, man?
Huh?
That's great.
What, you don't know what $2 Chuck is?
No, I know what $2 Chuck is. I've never heard anyone under 50 say that word before. It's great.
$2 Chuck is pretty good.
Yeah, I've never heard it. What is this called?
This is fucking dirt cheap. Let's Winking Owl. That's what this is.
Oh
yeah, it smells like $3.
I tried to be fancy with a $3 wine
fancy.
For a second.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me do the sniff. Like, no, that smells like cat piss, man. That smells
Whoa,
like cat
don't
piss.
Slam it so hard down on the table. The microphone picks that up. Okay, so what about, you think you have Ebola because you, please don't drink like that. Please, God, don't. So stop slamming it on. Okay, so you think you have Ebola.
Yeah.
Because you got a cold 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And now you're, like, freaking out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more than that because, you know, my mother died. And, like, I always think that I'm dying right next to her.
Okay, so we're getting,
let's
we're
get
heavy.
Deep, let's
we're
get
getting
deep.
Heavy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, like, well, okay. She had a stroke, right? And
yeah.
So I'm constantly, I know I have, like, a little bit of high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So anytime I get sick and it's not, like, sniffles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to have a stroke.
Right.
So I just make a lot of faces to where I make sure that I'm blinking constantly all the time. Because my biggest fear on earth is being bedridden and mm-hmm. dying slowly. And none of my friends, you know, finishing the job. God couldn't.
That's awful.
I tried to make David promise, but you know, David's always overseas.
David's
and
shit. Your best friend.
Yeah, David's the best friend.
David's your best
and,
friend.
And, like, I think my dad would understand the concept where I'm like, don't worry, I'm going to slam the glass down.
Okay, hold on. Okay, keep talking, but I'm going to go get, like, napkins so we can put them for the glass.
Oh, fuck.
Because this is taking way too much time.
Anyway, so, like, you know, I think my dad would understand the concept. I just don't think he would have the balls to go through it, man. But, like, I can't do it. I cannot be bedridden. Like, my mother went through it for 4 years, and I just had to watch her, like, not be able to talk, not do that shit. There are fates far worse than death, my friend. Far
okay.
worse.
I got you. So you don't want to be sick, perpetually sick.
Yeah, like, I would like, if I, I'm not scared of dying. Just, man, pull the trigger. Don't half cock it, you know? Like, I don't want a BB gun just giving me tetanus and letting me die slowly from that. Like, just shoot me.
Right.
Simple
just shoot
enough.
Me? You want to watch David Spade?
I just did. I watched Benchwarmers.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm about to drink this again.
Why you brought up that movie? This is terrible. Please stop drinking so loudly. We're recording a show.
Yeah, they need to know. Oh, Lord. I think my cat pissed on it, man.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's cheap. Don't get me wrong. This is cheap as fuck wine, but it's pretty good.
It's, no, it's not.
I can taste the berries.
I can definitely taste the berries. It's like the fucking toilet prison wine, man.
Yes, prison wine. Prison this is wine. What this tastes like.
Ooh, look, I didn't slam it down.
I know.
Anyway, so what have you been up to this weekend? I asked not because I wasn't there, but because our listeners who, you've been by the way,
all weekend.
Yeah. By the way, our listeners are growing already, which is awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, for listening. You guys are totally listening to us. I don't which is fucking weird. Yeah, but thank you.
Yeah,
it's we cool. love it. Yeah. No. Let's see. Friday we had that game night. Which went disastrously bad.
Disastrously.
That was so, like, game night.
It was such an awkward night.
I'll the thing is, it was only awkward because, like, there were people here who were not playing the game, which is weird to me. Oh, my dog is eating your cat's food.
You want some cat piss?
Don't get my dog wine.
Oh, okay.
No, okay, so we had game night Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much. It's not a game night like, yeah, let's play Pictionary. Like, we were nerding the fuck out. We're, like...
Hardcore.
Yeah, we were playing a tabletop RPG. And there was a set group of people doing that, right? But for some reason, there was, like, four people here that don't do that. One of them is my fault. I will totally take credit for, you know, my date, so to speak. Being here, because she doesn't play, but she didn't get here until the game had already ended. We were just hanging out by that point. But you had two of your friends show up.
Don't blame this on me.
No, I didn't blame it on you, because this is the problem with you and I living together. We drink too much.
Oh, yeah.
So we went out Monday night, and we got, not as today, but, like, last week. We went out Monday night and got Mexican with
Alex
the married couple. Yes.
The ones that I just officiated over.
Yes, you officiated over their wedding.
Hashtag ordained life.
Right. So Alex and Daniel came by, but they weren't part of the game. Like, the game was with everybody
Daniel
else.
Daniel gets drunk and goes, yeah, hang out Friday. We'll be hanging out.
Right. Well, like, it was the weirdest thing, because you never have Fridays off.
Yeah.
You almost never have Fridays off.
Yeah.
And me and everybody else almost always have Fridays off, with the exception of, like, one or two people.
Yeah. My life.
Well, no, because, like, the people I used to live with, like Andrew and Karen and Steve and stuff, they would only work weekends. They don't work Monday and Tuesdays. They're Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. You know?
Mm.
So, like, for me, it was kind of weird, because I would be like, oh, my roommates are gone. I'm by myself. So I would have people over, you know. But this is different, because now, you were here, and you are sort of part of the game, but not really.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have a character.
My character's a joke.
Yeah, but you just were, like, showing up in and out, and, like, it's not really serious.
I'm, like, the Kramer of the D&D world.
Right. Which is what we were doing. And, like, okay, so then there was also Amy's... I hope she doesn't get mad that I'm using her real name on here.
Yeah, no. Jennifer, I think, was her name.
Yeah, there's Amy's sister.
That we just kept calling Lily the Winch.
Lily the Winch, because that was her character's name, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was here, and... She also had no clue what was going on, because I don't think she's ever played the game before.
Yeah.
And she was just given a character sheet.
Yeah.
And it was like, run with it. You know, she had nothing going on. And, like, it was weird. It was like, why the fuck is she playing? Like, she should have just been sitting it out with Alex and Daniel. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, we didn't want to be, like, excluding anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a super awkward feeling that night. Because it wasn't, like, bad. I didn't, like, not like anyone being there.
But I think you were the only one that was connected to every single person in that room. Because I know I didn't know three or four people really well. Josh didn't know half the people there.
Yeah.
And it was just really crazy because of it. But
right, right. No, Josh, it was strange too, because, like, me and Josh have been friends for a while now. I work with him.
Mm.
So we get to talking, like, pretty regularly. And Josh's not particularly shy around, like, talking around me. And we usually hang out in the same friend groups. So, like... It was weird, because that was, like, a new friend group for Josh,
mm-hmm.
and I'm used to Josh, like, making jokes and cracking people up.
Josh
stuff.
Was fucking silent.
Yeah, he was so quiet, and I was like, what the fuck is going on with this evening? It was such a weird evening. But then, like, I went out the next night to a bar, and I was like, yeah, which actually leads into, like, a fairly decent question that I have for you.
Okay, let's do this.
I went out to a bar the other night, and I was like, yeah, Josh
Your
was...
Your dog is a horse. He licks me and then licks you.
Did you want to not talk about my dog while I'm in the middle of the story?
Oh, that was my balls.
I'm with a friend, and I was like, yeah, Josh is being was being slightly weird and, like, a little quiet, you know? I don't know what was going on. And he was like, oh, it's because there was a lot of people there. I was like, there wasn't a lot of people. It was, like, 10 people. Yeah. And you said the same thing. You were like, there was a lot of people here. And I was like, 10 people's not a lot of people. That is two handfuls of people.
Me that saying that too is weird too. When I throw those parties where it's like, there's like 40 people here, man.
Yeah, so I was like, what the fuck? But like,
it was a weird in-between group, man. It was a weird in-between group. It wasn't big enough to be able to get alone and have like that little outlet. But at the same time, it was too big for me to feel like I could just talk to someone one-on-one. I felt like I had to be with the whole room the whole time. That was another thing. The party was not spread out. It was all in a very small living room.
Well, it's also not a party. Like, yeah, I know. Nobody was throwing a party. It turned into what it's like at the end of one when you just have people sitting around and chatting. But like, it wasn't a party. It was like, we were there for a very specific reason. There were people who were not.
We're old.
Yeah.
Playing tabletop games, drinking fancy beers.
Right. And like, we were there for very particular people, and there was people there that were not. And it wasn't that they were not welcomed or anything like that, because I tried very hard to be like accommodating.
The color of this wine, Danny.
I'm glad you're really involved with this conversation. But like, what's that about? Like, why are you...
You're the only one out of any of us
Yeah.
that is an extrovert. I don't know.
I'm not extroverted. Like,
no, you get your boost from being around people. You do not like being alone.
Being alone, yeah.
Most of us completely introvert. Not that we're awkward. I don't think I'm awkward. Others might disagree. But I gain power from being alone to where I can shut down and be like, oh, thank God, I get to recharge. You get that recharge feeling being around tons of people. The more people, the better. You're like pumped, ready to go.
Yes.
I don't fucking feel that. I'm around a ton of people. I'm like, I guess I'll go kill myself.
Yeah, because you disappeared for
yeah.
Quite
I just
a couldn't
deal with it anymore. I was like, I'm
deal with what though? Like
just being around people. I'd been around people all
that
work week.
That's so fucking weird.
So
to
I was
me.
Like, let me go outside. Like you had just moved in, so like I haven't had alone time at all. So I was like, I'm gonna go outside and chill. I'm gonna drink a beer. I'm gonna watch the moon and made friends with a kitty.
Yeah, there was a random cat, but no, like
somehow made it inside the house too.
I don't know who the fuck let the cat in, but that I just find that so strange because like. It wasn't a large group of people. Even, like, I was like, oh, this is small. This is more like an intimate evening. And, like, everybody was like, no, there was way too many people there. And I was like, what?
Yeah, you talk to all the people that are introverts. Like, think of the people who were there. I'm going to fucking name drop. I don't give a fuck. Ryan, Amy.
Uh-huh.
Those are not outgoing people, man. Those are people that, like, yeah, I'm going to sit in the corner back here and just wave occasionally if you look at us. Brownie. I'll give him, like, he's pretty good in the group, big group of people. He's not that much of an introvert. He feels well in that thing. Kayla, she fucking shut down around all the people. Josh, me, we did the same thing. And Jennifer did the same. And then Daniel and Alice.
Well, Jennifer was also, like, her first time meeting any of us.
She's the only one that has a real excuse.
Yeah.
So.
Alex is not, like, an introvert. Like, she was loud as shit that evening.
Yeah, that's because she's drinking. And when she's drinking, she's a loud bitch.
Yeah, Daniel, I don't really know that much. But I know Alex is not fucking shy.
Yeah.
Like, that is not, like, a thing. But, like, it was so strange for me to hear from everyone that, like, yeah, man, it was, like, well, not really everyone, just the people I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work with two of those guys.
Yeah. You know?
And then, like, I'm friends with people connected to them, so... Like, I would just talk, be like, yeah, he was being a little weird. And then he was like, yeah, well, there was just fucking tons of people there. And I was like, there was not tons of people. There was, like, five people.
Let's go back to the subject here. Okay. You said you were leading up to a question. I have
My
no
question
the fuck
was
idea
why you were uncomfortable. Huh. I don't get it.
Okay, I answered that before you asked the question. Because I can read minds. You know, let's talk about your job for a second. Okay. Not about where you work and any of that shit, because we don't talk about that here.
Yeah.
But you know what I fucking find hilarious?
What?
You have successfully... made that job nothing but you and your friends now.
Yes.
You've, like, hired all of your friends on. They all work for you. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to party on the weekends with them, then get up hungover Sunday morning at 3. Go get them.
I'm their boss.
Yep.
Which works out for me. Also, another reason I do it is because, like, it turned out that a few of my friends needed jobs, you know? And I remember being in that situation less than a year ago, you know, mm-hmm. or 2 years ago, because I've been working this job for 2.5 years now.
That's crazy.
So, so for 2 years, or there was a while there, before I got this job that, like, I just needed something to do, and, like, I needed a gig, and, like, I couldn't really go to anybody for help, because I'd be like, no, you know?
Yeah.
My job works on recommendation. Like, we recommend people, they get hired, like, they get fast-tracked through the process, and they get hired immediately, and, like, it works out, and I get money for them being hired, like, and for every, like, for the first 40 hours they work, mm-hmm. like, Ryan just started.
Yeah.
for the first 40 hours they
Does
work.
Does he know he's getting fired yet?
No, he's not getting fired. He's actually very good at his job. no, but like for the first 40 hours he works, I get $50, and after he reaches 200 hours, I get like $200.
What the fuck, are you working in a pyramid scheme?
Well, it's just we constantly require reps. There's so much for us to do, and because we don't work a basic schedule, there's always work to go around, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, it's kind of cool. I mean, the only shitty part is that you're not full-time. Yeah. We're about as close as to full-time as you can get. Mm-hmm. And even then, we get paid, like, for working way more than we actually work.
Yeah. You
know? So, which is awesome. It works out for us.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's about...
That's fun. Not because
that's about as in detail it goes with my job.
Yeah, no, I miss working with you at Blockbuster, because for a short while...
That was a while back.
That was just fucking fun. That was like having Clerks, man.
No, I mean, it gets tough from time to time, like when you work with your friends, just because it's like, I've got to be a dick sometimes.
I was a dick to you.
Yeah. Well, you weren't that bad, though.
That's because I'm a nice guy.
Well, I try to be a nice guy, but like, I do come across as very brash. I talk to people the same way I would talk to them if I'm on the street. I don't have like a professional demeanor.
You don't have the white guy voice.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's the way I talk to my employees. Yeah. You know? Like, and sometimes I can get a little like, you know? And also there's an overcomfortability that comes from working with your friends. Like, your friends will get too comfortable talking to me, and then I'll be like, no, you can't do that. Like, I have to pull on the boss card, you know? Mm-hmm. And be like, no, you can't do that. I'm telling you no, you know?
Yeah.
For the most part, it's very simple, because our job is very laid back, and you're kind of your own boss. Like, I don't do things, I don't come behind you and check you, you know? I just have to make sure that what you've done is done correctly, but it's not like, okay, I'm standing over your shoulder and micromanaging. It's more like, can I trust you to get this done in this amount of time? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do.
I think next episode we should switch to scotch. I like this.
You like drinking with a glass? Yes. Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
We did
fantastic.
The fancy beer. Let's do scotch next time.
Okay, so tonight is wine. Next week is scotch.
Yeah, or whiskey. We can do whiskey.
Okay, that'll be really hard for me. I'll probably go through one glass maybe.
Yeah. I just want to hear you go... It's all I want for the whole show.
Okay, so that was your question. So I asked a question, and you just asked a question about my job.
Yeah. Now, from what I understand, what we have talked about this episode, since these things are dick pics, and we don't pick really shit anymore, like, it's not so much a new show. Like, I doubt we have many listeners that listen to the old one.
Uh-huh.
But just to get a feel of what we're going for, we just kind of want to bullshit and talk to each other, because we're best friends, we work different schedules, we don't get to hang out much.
Yeah, this is pretty much the only time we get, like, to each other.
So... Danny came up with something that I'm a little nervous
about.
Okay,
I didn't come up with anything, and there's no reason to be nervous. I just found them very interesting, because it allows, like, answering these allows for more questions to come out of them, you know?
So we're going to get through, like, one?
Yeah, I'm hoping, because, like, I get a real big kick out of reading these. I read these at the game night the other night, so most of the people that were here already know these questions.
Oh, so they're curious to hear my
answers.
You're
the only one that didn't hear them.
Yeah, this must have been when I went outside to hide from all the millions of people that were here.
Yeah. Okay, let me find it. This is going to be super...
All right, let me give you a quick story then while you look for it, okay?
Okay.
Because we decided I want to have a segment each week called Allie Says...
Allie Says?
Yeah, just because I had so much fun talking about Allison and watching the discomfort of her while she was listening to it.
Oh, you watched her listen to the whole episode?
I saw, like, she kept texting me through the time, and she's like, oh my god, Danny hates me, doesn't he? And I'm like...
How did she not put that together...
Earlier?
Yeah, like...
I have no clue.
I met her once in person.
Yeah, and you insulted her instantly.
I insulted her instantly, yeah. And, like, it just became... What was really funny is you realize how I met her?
Yeah. I do.
And now you're, like, all about that bitch. Yeah. And, like...
No, I was trying to push you forward. I was like, no, go with her. I'm going to talk to the Stephanie.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to talk to the Stephanie chick. Yep. I got this blonde for you. Like,
yeah,
she's
go
like,
hit on her.
Yeah,
go hit on her.
You're a fucking courtesan to this asshole. Yeah. Like, and you're nothing more than that to me.
I look like such a good guy.
Yeah. No, like, it was... Like, you were totally trying to pass her off on me. And then immediately I was like, nope.
Yep.
Like, which was really funny. And then now, when I think about it, now I'm mad at her for the way you defend her. That's why I'm mad at her.
This makes up for it.
Yeah. But, okay, well, let's hear the story about this.
We go to the same gym.
You go to the same gym.
And, like, the other night we finished, we're just chilling out in the parking lot, we're talking to each other. And this fucking rusted up piece of shit car pulls in, like, I don't know how it's driving. And it pulls into the far end of the parking lot. And there's nothing in this 24-hour gym parking lot except for the gym and a church. So on this far end, she's parked, and Allison makes the comment. Allie says, I bet they're homeless. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Why would you say that? That's going to fuck me up a little bit. I feel bad if they're homeless. She goes, what if they are and they just have nowhere else to go? And she just goes through this whole fucking rant. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're probably right. Because this would be the perfect place to park if you were homeless. Because it's a 24-hour gym. Cops aren't going to bother you. It's relatively safe. And Alice is like, we should help. And I'm like, fuck. Fuck. We should help. So we go over to Quick Trip. And picking up oranges, apples, some trail mix, some chips, some water, some orange juice. And I get a $25 gift card. And this is our idea. Like, we're going to go try to help this person out a little bit. Because, you know, if you're down on your luck, fuck, man. It'd be great to have something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, she wasn't homeless. And now me and Allison might be a racist. Yeah, that didn't go over so well.
I like that.
I also have a $25 gift card to Quick Trip now, if anybody's interested. So Quick
Trip gas stations, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Okay, so you ready for these?
I'm ready for it, man. Let's see what you got.
Okay, I'm gonna.
That was this week's segment that Allie says. By the way,
Allie says. It's funny, almost as uninteresting as she is. that was incredibly mean, and I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Like, I don't actually mean that. Now I'm just being stupid.
Now you're trying to just add all the character.
I'm just being stupid for the show now. Okay, so I should precursor this. Just give it like a quick story. There's a, you know, the author slash journalist, Chuck Klosterman.
No.
He wrote like Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs, writes for Rolling Stone a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
I mean,
but you have no idea who he is. Okay. Yeah. No, he's an interesting guy. I like him at least. His like views on pop culture are pretty interesting.
Did you say Klosterman?
Huh? Klosterman with a K.
No.
But he doesn't believe in small talk. He hates it. He thinks it's bullshit and that people are lying to themselves. So when he meets people, he does not ask them things like, how's the weather? Stuff like that. He asks them these things called hyper-theoreticals.
I'd love to see this man work in retail.
Right. So he does these things called hyper-theoreticals. Means like these really elaborate questions with these insane backstories and totally fucking bonkers premises, right?
Okay.
But there's one question at the end of it, and it allows for people to, like, be sort of honest. You have to remember this. You can't just be, like, a one-word answer. You have to explain it, okay?
I mean, well, in-depth. It's a radio show, dude. Right. I'm used to using words on this
thing. In-depth. And I want you to be, like, completely honest, okay? Right. Like, open up.
Let's let that English degree work.
Like, open up. Because, like, your answer will probably spark another question and back and forth.
Gotcha.
This is what I want it to do. At least this is what I want it to do, okay? So this is his first one. Or, well, not his first one. This is... He actually developed a game, like a sort of like a board game for this to happen at parties.
Yeah.
And I just kind of found a couple of them.
Kind of straight up stare at your dick as you're staring at this, by the way.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. You probably get new some shorts, man.
I know. I need some new shorts. There's a hole in my dick.
There's a hole in my dick, too.
Okay. Here's the first one. You meet your soulmate. However, there's a catch. Every 3 years, someone will break both of your soulmate's collarbones with a crescent wrench. There is only one way you can stop this from happening. You must swallow a pill that will make every song you hear for the rest of your life sound as if it is being performed by the band Alice in Chains. When you hear Creedence Clearwater Revival on the radio, it will sound to your ears like it's being played by Alice in Chains. If you see Radiohead live, every one of their tunes will sound like it's being covered by Alice in Chains. When you hear a commercial jingle on TV, it will sound like Alice in Chains. If you sing to yourself in the shower, your voice will sound like the deceased Alice in Chains vocalist, Lane Staley, performing an a cappella version of the song. But it will only sound this way to you. Would you swallow the pill?
Soulmate?
Soulmate.
Okay. And like soulmate, I'm going to assume, is like love as well, right?
Huh?
Like, this is like love? Like, if we're...
Yeah,
no, soulmate. Like, let me ask you a question, man.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, this is like a love soulmate. Like, what if you're my soulmate, Danny? You're my soulmate.
I mean like a life partner. Yes, like
you're kind of my hetero life partner. Buddy.
I mean romantically, physically, everything. Okay, like,
if we're getting into that, that's a little bit different. I mean, collarbones hurt, but every 3 years, that's all they have to deal with
for the rest of their life. Like that could lead to lasting damage if you keep breaking it.
Yeah, but like I might kill myself if I never get to hear another band other than Alice in Chains. I mean, like if I'm willing to sacrifice, you don't think this person should sacrifice for me? I mean, I get it. I know the answer I'm supposed to give. Yeah, I'll take the pill without question. But no, what about this person? If I'm their soulmate, why wouldn't they do something about me? What if this pill, what if I have an allergic reaction? What if I don't just, hear Alice in Chains everywhere? What if I fucking start becoming
Alice in Chains?
Like, what if I start vomiting profusely and it just spells out Alice in Chains lyrics every time I fucking vomit?
Okay. So you puke alphabet soup, but it's only
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
And I mean, if this, like, if I can't fucking hear anything, if she sings, I'm going to hear Alice in Chains too. Yes. What if I don't like Alice in Chains, Danny? Which is ridiculous, because who doesn't like Alice in Chains? But you get the point.
No, I get it. That's why I'm wondering. So your question is, no, you wouldn't take the pill. Or your answer.
Could I
I'm
wait
sorry.
9 years and then take it?
Well, it doesn't really have, like, stipulations. It's more just like...
Well, I figure she should suffer first for me to suffer the rest of my life, because there's no coming back for me.
Okay. It's not like you have to take... You can only take the pill once, and once it does, it works for your entire life.
That's what I'm saying. I'll wait 9 years and then take
You'll wait 9 years and then take
it. That means she gets hit 3 times, dude.
Okay. And you do 9 years of listening to all the music you can.
Yeah. In movies, and you know, because that's the problem. Like, you have to think of the scores of fucking... Can you imagine Star Wars?
It's all the Jerry Cantrell's guitars. Yes.
Yeah. I could. I mean, like, it would fucking ruin every movie for me ever. Like, I'm giving up my life for this person just so they're not in a little fucking discomfort.
Right.
Shit. Fucking soulmates.
So, no?
No, I said 9 years.
9 years.
Ladies, I'm single.
You're real loving. I like it.
I know.
Okay. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
The other one's kind of in the same vein. It's about, like, whatever, but... Okay, really?
Yeah, do it.
You meet the perfect person, romantically. This person is an ideal. You find them physically attractive, intellectually stimulating, consistently funny, deeply compassionate. However, they have one quirk. This individual is obsessed with Jim Henson's gothic puppet fantasy, The Dark Crystal. Wait. Beyond watching it on DVD at least once a month...
Never heard that before.
He or she peppers casual conversations with Dark Crystal references, using Dark Crystal analogies to explain everyday events, and occasionally likes to talk intensely about the film's deeper philosophy.
Okay.
Would this be enough to stop you from marrying this individual?
Fuck no. I just married two people and started quoting The Big Lebowski, man. I'm fucking fine with
that.
Yeah,
but this isn't The Big Lebowski. This is a fucking Dark Crystal.
Look, like, and I love Jim Henson, okay? He's a fucking genius.
See, this is a giant fuck no from me.
You don't like Jim Henson?
Huh? Like, no. I mean that I, what do you call it? Like, this would stop me.
Really?
From marrying this individual.
No, I could fucking
do it. No, definitely. Like, I mean, there is so much good art and film out there with actual real deep philosophy and, like,
have you met me? Hello.
No.
Hi, I'm Richard Tanner.
I get it, but you like to look at things that are considered to be less than grand.
Yeah.
And find, like, things about them that you can latch onto, both philosophically and intellectually.
Yeah.
I mean, you love B movies, and why do you love B movies? Is because they represent
great.
Yeah, well, they represent something to you.
They do.
Like, so they to represent. Say, like, no, this person finds one thing. That's it. Just this one thing.
Well, it doesn't say that's the only thing they would like. This is just the thing that they have their fandom for. I can deal with someone's
this
fandom.
This is more than a fandom.
It's an obsession, man. But, like, I've seen some bad fandoms. Whovians.
You're going to piss off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, not a fan. Like, if you said, like, she was a Whovian, I'd be like, yep, done, over. But for, you know, Jim Henson. I can deal with Jim Henson.
Okay, this is pretty funny to me too. I just like this. Okay,
it's just so another one, like, if you know.
No, this is actually.
If they break
about...
both her legs this time, would you take the pill?
No. Those are kind of done.
Okay. All right. Good, because these are making me feel bad because I'm not answering the way I'm supposed to.
This is more different. A novel entitled Interior Mirror is released to mammoth commercial success, despite middling reviews. However, a curious social trend emerges that no one can prove through a direct scientific link, but it appears that almost 30% of the people who read this book immediately become homosexual. Many of these newfound homosexuals credit the book for helping them reach this conclusion about their orientation, despite the fact that The Interior Mirror is ostensibly a crime novel with no homoerotic content and was written by a straight man. Would this phenomenon increase or decrease the likelihood of you reading this book?
Increase. Do I have, like, a button that just shows, like, a bomb going off right now? I would read it so quick, Daddy.
Why?
I would like to know. It's the same reason, like, why I watched August Underground the first time. I'm like, oh, something that's going to make me vomit? Yeah, let's see if it does it. You tell me something's going to do something that has no logic to it, I'm going to find out if it does. And if a cock happens to end up in my mouth at the end of it, oh, well,
see,
so be it.
This is why I find this interesting for you.
Why?
Okay, so you've kind of mentioned it a little bit, but, like, you more say it more in private when you and I talk, but, like, you hate women. Not in terms of, like, in terms of like misogyny or anything like that, it's
they're soulless creatures that have nothing but want to take my life force away, Danny.
See, I gave them
everything.
Yeah, because you believe in like feminist ideals. Yeah, you just hate women's interactions with you.
Yeah,
that's why I find this question interesting for you. Yeah. Because you're like, will it be the thing?
Do you understand how badly I want to be gay, Danny? It would be fucking amazing. I have gay guys that like me. I have gay friends. I could fucking go to bars and just be the best person there. I could talk with a lisp and it'd be all right. No one care. Yeah. But I'm just like not. You can't be what you're not, Danny.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying. So like, I wish, but oh well. For some reason, I have to like fucking pussy. Fucking bitches.
I love you so much. This is great. That is exactly what I wanted to hear.
Okay. Everyone at work, they're going to get a field day for this. I knew he was gay. Not fucking gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You want some more cat piss?
No, I'm still good. Wow, you finished your drink before I did.
I always finish my drink before you, Diddy, because I'm not a faggot.
Well, I was too busy like reading questions for me to like actually drink.
Yeah, I know. So also, I don't really know how to drink it, so I'm just kind of like...
Yeah.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to just get it out.
Alright, ready?
Yeah.
Here's the next one. Every person you have ever slept with or done anything sexual with is invited to a banquet where you are the guest of honor.
Can I read this question to you?
Hold on. No one will be in attendance except you, the collection of your former lovers, and the catering service. After the meal, you are asked to give a 15-minute speech to the assembly. What do you talk about?
Give me a second. I could do this.
I know this. My answer immediately.
Is it Pokemon? Because that's where I'm going.
No.
Oh,
I would read for them a passage from the book Interior Mirror.
Okay, you win, man. There's nothing you could do.
All right, continue.
Oh, man. That'd be awkward, but like I've not ruined too many people's lives. Not the ones that I can remember anyway. So I don't think it'd be that bad. So what would I read? Book of Job?
You'd read the Book of Job? You'd read a passage from the Bible?
Yeah, why not?
I see.
When in doubt, I read from the Book of Job. Everyone's like, yeah, I can get something from that. Because he dealt with a lot, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, interestingly enough, I think everyone I've slept with has sort of been... I don't think many of them really hate me. And if they do, it's not like they hate me because I was an asshole. I think a lot of the past year don't like me because it was just like, oh, we had sex and then they never called me back kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like we spent so much time together and he wasted my life. I think there's like two.
I think there's more women I hate that I've broken up with than they hate me.
Than hate you. Yeah.
But of course we could just be full of ourselves.
No. I'm pretty sure that I've only dated... one of them I actually still keep in fair amount of contact with.
Which is weird for you, because you don't do that.
Yeah, I don't really do that with, exes. The other, I know she's, way moved past me. And then the one before that has been, way moved past me. So it's not like I'm really a hang-up for a lot of these women, yeah?
You're a hang-up for me, baby.
Oh, I love you too, buddy. But we're the gayest people online.
No, because we haven't read Invisible Marriage yet.
Interior Mirror.
Interior Mirrors.
So I would actually just kind of be thankful that there are people I know at this thing. I'd be like, oh, thanks for coming out.
And the difference between the party you went to this weekend and the one we went to where you're like, hey, everybody. And we're like, we're just going to step outside for a minute.
Right.
Okay. Maybe that's what I do. I'd go step outside, just drink a beer.
Maybe I'm just clueless, though. They could all fucking hate me, you know? Maybe
they're women, David. Danny. David. Of course they hate you.
Yeah, no, they probably hate me.
Yeah.
But still,
they're lifeless, soul-sucking creatures.
I don't think there's really any that, can't fucking stand me, want to, slit my throat kind of hate. But I think it's, I'm more of fuck that guy, or I wasted my time with that kind of a thing. It's not
I get a lot of the fuck that guy.
I don't get much of the fuck that guy. It's more of what a waste of time. Because I'm a fantastic waste of time.
I find more, just a random moment on this, I find more girlfriends of all the guys that I'm friends with hate me than anyone else.
Yes. Almost everyone I've ever dated, with the exception of two people, hated you.
Yeah. It's not just you. Like, remember Kyle? Kyle's... Yeah, hopefully she doesn't listen. I've always... She's never said it straight to my face, but I've always stood...
Kyle strong. From yeah. the old dick pics?
Yeah.
She hates you?
I'm fucking positive.
She had blue hair, right?
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, which now, it's just like, it's out there. She knows who she is. But, like, I have nothing bad to say about her. I just always thought she hated me. Yeah, every girlfriend ever has hated me.
Interesting.
And I think it's because I'm like, here, have another beer and fuck responsibilities. I'm that guy.
Oh, listen to that wine pour.
Yeah, it sounds like someone taking a piss in a prison urinal.
Yep.
Oh, wait, listen to the Chris. It sounds like anal rape.
Gross. Okay, so do you want the next one?
Yeah, fuck me. Lay it on me, dude.
All right, hang on. Let's see.
Can we do an episode of this?
Of this game?
Sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. You're sexual man chocolate.
Sensual chocolate. I'm sorry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to sensual chocolate.
All right.
Coming in late.
This one's going to hit you in all the feels.
Yeah, let's do that. I've already talked about my dead mother, Danny.
This will be bad.
Yeah.
All right, ready? You are watching a movie in a crowded theater. The plot is mediocre. You find yourself dazzled by the film's special effects. But with 20 minutes left in the film, you are struck with an undeniable feeling of doom. You are suddenly certain that your father has just died. There's no logical reason for this to be true, but you are certain of it. You are overtaken with the irrational metaphysical sense that somewhere, your father has just perished. But this is only an intuitive, amorphous feeling. There is no evidence for this, and your father has not been ill. What, do you immediately exit the theater, or would you finish watching the movie?
Immediately exit the fucking theater. Going to every bar I can find looking for my father.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned wanting to logically find something else in the book. So if you know logically that there's no reason for you to have this feeling, why do you react to this?
This is because it's a special situation with me. It's with my mom and everything. So like I'm constantly worried my father's going to die.
Right.
Because it's just one of those things, man. Like I don't know... It's an illogical fear, the same as I have an illogical fear of hospitals, because I watch people die in hospitals. I get it. Hospitals, you're probably going to live there better than you would in your house.
Right.
But people die in hospitals.
Okay.
So, like, no, I would panic the fuck out. I would be going 100 miles per hour, man. It would be bad. I mean, shit, you remember the time I took you to a hospital?
Yes.
Have you ever seen me more freaked out in my life?
No, you were pretty panicked.
And I still yell at you about pizza sauce.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
So, yeah, no, I leave the theater in a heartbeat.
Okay. All right. You played sports, right, as a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering.
I played briefly, man. I did karate when I was a young kid, and I did football.
Okay, so I'm trying to find the next fun one to ask you, because I liked it. I like the question just because it's silly, but that's just me. All right, let's see. I just had it. Damn it. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Genetic engineers at Johns Hopkins University announced that they have developed a so-called super gorilla.
Oh, God.
Though the animal cannot speak, it has a sign language lexicon of over 12,000 words, an IQ of almost 85, and almost a notably vague sense of self-awareness.
Uh-huh.
Oddly, the creature, who weighs 700 pounds, becomes fascinated by American football. The gorilla aspires to play the game at its highest skill level and quickly develops the rudimentary skills of a defensive end. ESPN analyst Tom Jackson speculates that this gorilla would be borderline unblockable and would likely average 6 sacks a game, although Jackson concedes the beast might be susceptible to both counters and misdirection plays. Meanwhile, the gorilla has made it clear that he would never intentionally injure any opponent. You are commissioner of the NFL. Would you allow this gorilla to sign with a pro team?
I would kill the fucking thing, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Have you not seen Rise of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Wait.
Yeah, that's right. No, fuck you. You said self-aware. No, you kill anything that's self-aware. I'm still iffy on babies, man. I don't fucking like it. I know what Skynet's doing, and maybe it'll come back as gorillas this time.
Okay. I'm glad to see that one's taken care of. That was very simple. You have the right on that one.
Well, as soon as you said self-aware, you didn't hear that. Oh.
Okay, next one. Let me know when these.
Christ, yeah,
I've been, like, there's a lot of these, so let me know when you're ready to change
something. I'm fucking
having fun. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm making an ass of myself, but I'm having fun.
It's okay, it works for me. At long last, someone invents the Dream VCR. This machine allows you.
Oh, you did tell me some of these. I remember this one now.
Okay, should I not?
No. Well, they need to fucking hear
it. This machine allows you to tape an entire evening's worth of your own dreams, which you can then watch at your leisure. However, the inventor of the Dream VCR will only allow you to use this device if you agree to a strange caveat.
When you watch your dreams, you must do so with your family and your closest friends in the same room. They get to watch your dreams along with you, and if you don't agree with this, you can't use the dream VCR. Would you still do it?
This one's difficult, man, because I've had some really good dreams that I would like to watch again when I'm awake and, you know, do things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've had dreams that have ended with Allison telling me to come on her face. So, no, I don't need my family and friends around for these types of moments in case the dream goes from the fairly friendly come on my face to the, like, no, drop it in my ass. So, that's going to be
a drop it in my ass.
I was listening to a lot of dubstep at the time. Wish there was more people in the room. I felt like that one would have landed hard.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Alright, next one. You meet a wizard in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The wizard tells you he can make you more attractive.
As you sometimes do.
The wizard tells you he can make you more attractive if you pay him money. When you ask how this process works, the wizard points to a random person on the street. You look at this random stranger and the wizard says, I will now make them a dollar more attractive. He waves his magic wand. Ostensibly, the person does not change at all, as far as you can tell. Nothing is different, but somehow, this person is a little more appealing. The tangible difference is invisible to the naked eye, but you can't deny that this person is vaguely sexier. Mm-hmm. The wizard has a weird rule, though. You can only pay him once. You can't keep giving him money until you're satisfied, and you can only pay him one lump sum up front.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you give the wizard?
Fucking none. Have you seen me? I can buy more with the money and power. I don't need to look prettier than this. This has gotten me as far in life as
I need
to
go. It's different between being like physically attractive and sexy. There's a very big difference.
Is he making me attractive?
He's making you sexier.
Oh. You see this, Danny?
Yes.
I'm happy it's a podcast, don't, not a video cast. Yes. That's right.
It's so hairy.
No, man, I don't know. I've learned a lesson a long time ago. You never fucking pay a wizard, man.
You never pay a wizard.
No.
Where'd you learn this?
Life. That Wizard of Oz. He was a fucking sham.
Okay, ready? Yep. You have a cat, so you might like this one. For reasons that cannot be explained...
I sounded so sad about the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, a little bit. For reasons that cannot be explained, cats can suddenly read at a 12th grade level.
Oh.
They can't talk and they can't write, but they can read silently and understand the text. Many cats love this new skill because they now have something to do with all day as they lay around the house. However, few cats become depressed because reading forces them to realize the limitations of their existence, not to mention the utter frustration of being unable to express themselves. That being the case, do you think the average cat would enjoy Garfield, or would cats find this cartoon to be an insulting caricature?
Oh, that would be an insulting caricature. Instantly. Like, who do they think we are? I don't like lasagna. I mean, come on. I don't really hate the dog. Opie is fine. I feel bad for Opie. He's retarded, and we should take care of him. We know enough to be able to do things for him.
He's not retarded. He's just a dog.
My point exactly.
Fuck you. My dog is great.
Yeah, my cat can read at a 12th grade reading level.
According to this hyper-theoretical.
So, no, I think they would think they'd be really offended by it. I think it'd be like a black person who would see a...
this is about a racist!
Do you remember Heckle and Jekyll?
No.
They were the crows. They're like, oh, surely, Lord, I saw that elephant fly. Oh, you know, or the blackface paintings and everything.
Yeah.
I think that's what this would be like to cats. I think it would be like, you know, saying bad words that I did not say.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Except there is a fucking recording of me going, oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's so bad. All right, there's two more. Ready?
Yeah, fucking lay it on me, man. Let's do this.
You have a brain tumor.
Oh.
There is no discomfort at the moment. This tumor,
I had Ebola, man.
This tumor would unquestionably kill you in 6 months. Mm-hmm. However, your life can and will be saved by an operation. The only downside is that there will be a brutal incision to your frontal lobe. After the surgery, you will be significantly less intelligent. You will still be a fully functioning adult, but you will be less logical, you will have terrible memory, and you will have little ability to understand complex concepts or difficult ideas. The surgery is in 2 weeks. How do you spend the next 14 days?
Preparing for it and drinking a lot? Because that's what I'm doing already, is trying to make myself dumber, dude. I'm fucking fine with this. Like, everyday life, who cares? Nah. I've been looking forward to being dumber, man.
You wouldn't try to at least enjoy as much as you can in terms of, like, books or music or movies?
Probably not. I'd probably look at some art, though. That'd be the only thing I would actually go.
Art?
Yeah. Because, like, art's one of those things that, like, I realize a lot of people don't appreciate.
Yeah.
And I can go sit there and just look at paintings. Like,
well, that's pretty vague, though. Do you mean art like paintings?
I'm talking about, like, going to, like, the High Museum of Art and actually looking at artwork, you know?
You mean, paintings, like, sculptures. Paintings and sculptures and stuff? Yeah. Okay, okay. So you don't mean, like, things like... Because you don't consider writing an art, but yeah, that's what you do?
Yeah. No, I mean, I consider it an art, but when I'm saying art, I mean it as a physical art.
Art. Like, get it?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Lloyd Webber, art, but... We're like, art.
That is such a weird answer for me. I'd expect so differently.
No, because seriously, like,
I thought for sure you would read.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, can I still read at the end of it, just not enjoy it?
You can't understand concepts. Difficult concepts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. Because I think that's what makes me depressed and shit in life. So I'm like, yeah, no, let me be done here. This is fine. We can deal with this. And what the fuck's the point of reading it if I'm going to forget it anyway with this bad memory?
You won't remember, like, you won't make new memories, but you'd still have the ones of your...
So it'd be like Memento?
Pretty much.
But, like, Homer Simpson is the Memento.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's nothing fucking changing for me, dude. It's me drinking a lot. This is fun. Yeah, I stay with my game there. One more. I think I got time for one more.
Okay, I got one more. Here we go. You are sitting at an empty bar in a town that you've never before visited, drinking like Bacardi with a soft-spoken acquaintance you barely know. After an hour, this is a
beautiful sentence, by the way.
After an hour, a third individual walks into the tavern and sits by himself. And you ask your acquaintance who the new man is. Be careful of that guy, you are told. He is a man with a past. A few minutes later, a fourth person enters the bar, and he also sits alone. You ask your acquaintance who that new individual is. He says, be careful of that guy, too. He's a man with no past. Which one of these two people do you trust less?
The man with no past.
Why?
Because no past means countless possibilities. Holy shit, this one isn't as fun for me. This one actually just like makes me want to write. It means no countless possibilities and no telling what he's done. No past, like, motherfucker just might be ready to crack. Someone with a past, man, we all have past. Like, I've done shit I'm not proud of, you've done shit you're not proud of, but we move on. We are who we are because of our past. I'm not scared of someone's past. It's back in the past for a reason.
I don't know. I feel like that's a pretty clear dictation of like what their future could be like.
I mean,
people can change. I'm not saying they can't, but like,
this is me being optimistic, man. It doesn't happen often.
This glass half full, buddy.
Except that glass is empty.
Oh, do you want some more wine?
Piss? Yes, please. Piss me, please.
Zip. Gross.
Yep.
Okay, so that was my last hypothetical.
That was actually pretty fun, man.
I like them.
This is nice.
Everybody
this
the is... other night at the game night totally fucking hated them, but I really enjoyed them.
Well, did they have me answering the questions, making a fool out of myself for
no,
it?
No, they did not.
This is payback for when I asked you the butt fucking question, isn't it?
What butt fucking question?
Nah, fucking from behind, not the butt fucking question.
I was gonna say, I didn't butt fuck anybody.
Oh, that's right. That's after we turned the mic off. I guess, you know what we didn't do last time?
What didn't we do last
time? We did not give anyone any website or anything to go to, you know, talk to us.
That's all you, bro. You run that shit.
Yeah, I know, but we didn't know what we were fucking recording last time until the last 2 minutes. And we're like, hey, this is dick pics.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a few minutes to kill. Not kill, because we're fucking still talking and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you looking for at the show, man? Like, what do you want to do? Like, I kind of want to get a couple other guests to come on here and there, talk to them.
It depends on what you mean by guests. Friends. Just our friends. Like, I think it is fun to kind of just talk about being friends with other people, with people who, like, I know are going to listen to the show.
I don't give a shit about you. Allison's going to show up on the show because I want to just watch.
No,
the
she can't be. I'm going to yell.
She's going to sit there very awkwardly, and I just want to see it happen, and it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, because we're just going to talk about you like you're not here.
Yeah.
And by weird, I mean I'm going to yell to her about you.
You know what's funny about this?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give the defense to both of y'all. You know what it is.
What?
Y'all both love me so much that y'all care about me.
Mm-hmm.
To a fault.
We're defensive.
I know.
Well, I don't know about her. I think she's taking advantage.
No, she's not. She's defensive too.
See, look at you. That's Stockholm Syndrome, you motherfucker. She's pummeled you to death in the friend zone. You were nothing to her.
I am a friend. That's all I am. I tried to get more. I told you.
Look,
I
you're
like
even
him,
swallowing it with pride. You were on the hook with this broad. Like, Jesus fucking sunk her nails into you.
I like Allison, man. She's my alley. She's mine. I like her, okay?
That's the thing. She's not fucking yours.
You're mine, Danny, and we're not fucking, all right? It's not all about fucking.
I don't mean just fucking. I mean like, you spreading. Can't even be like, yeah, this is me and... Really? You're going to hit me with a red spreading joke?
No one else knows it. It's all right. It's for a later show.
Like, you can't even be like, yeah, this is my girl, Allison. No, she's not. Like, she... The other night, she told you when she was another dude.
Yeah.
And you were just kind of like, oh. Like...
Fucking come on! You just sit here and tell me that's all right.
I'm completely.
Whatever. We'll wait for her to be on that episode before we launch into this.
Oh, that's gonna be funny. All right. Well, you can find us.
Yeah. Oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is where we're
pitch the show.
So yeah, no fucking next episode we'll have Alex and all. That's where it's going. The fight of the century. In this corner, we have the Mexican. What's a good rhyme with Mexican?
I don't know.
Mexicola.
The Mexicola. That's my name in.
The game,
in
our game. Poncho. Poncho. And then this one, we have the white girl, Allison.
The white
weighing
girl.
Weighing 100 pounds, soaking wet. And Danny, we're not going to talk about it. Wait. Anyway, you can find us. We're at facebook.com/dickpics. Mm-hmm. And then we're also on Podomatic. You can find us at www.podomatic.com.
DickPics.com. Yeah.
And I should probably look that up and make sure because we had to change the fucking thing.
Oh, something's beeping in my headphones.
Is it?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's because I'm typing shit.
Oh, okay. You're beeping in the headphones. I like this is good air radio stuff.
We're ruining it, man.
Entertainment value.
Yep. And then Danny, something I want to get him on because he's the fucking good one. Hit your Instagram out, buddy. What's your Instagram?
Why? My Instagram is terrible. I just post pictures of food and me.
And dogs.
And my dog.
So you can find him at...
DREX418.
That worked.
All one word.
DREX418.
Yes.
Should be 420.
Why are you giving out my Instagram?
Because I think people should add you to it, man. You're doing good with it.
I don't do anything with it. I just take pictures of my dog.
And that's about all the time we have today.
Did we waste an hour doing that?
No, we're about 52 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say that to you to see what you did.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That went by way quicker than I thought it was going to be.
I know,
yeah.
I also got really confused because of the cat piss. I thought 49. After 49 came 60. So I was like, we need to wrap this up. That was my bad.
Okay.
Anyway, anything else from you, Danny?
No.
All right. Well, I'm Richard.
Do have something. Because you asked me, what do I want from the show?
Yeah.
What do you want from the show?
I'm liking this. I'm actually happy they were changing it from the just news to random talking. I want people on the show. I just want to do random shit. I would like to build up to segments. And I'd also like viewers, listeners, to tell us what they want, man. I just want sounding boards. Whatever the fuck y'all want us to talk about, hit us up. Yeah, I'll get my email out. Should I get my email out?
Probably open an email for the show.
Next episode, we'll have an email for the show, so yeah. I don't have to give out my email. But yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man. That's what I want. I really want it to get to where it's very interactive with other people. I just want people to be like, dude, talk about cock rings. And we're like, all right.
I feel like this shit's going to get mad personal.
Yeah, that's fine. And like, that's where me and you have to figure out how much we're willing to say.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be fun.
I once accidentally came too hard and it hit me in the forehead. I'll throw it out there. That's one of the worst things that ever happened to me. I'm not even fucking joking.
Okay.
It was a week and a half base back and... It fucking went to the headboard and then hit me in the face.
Okay, before we go, here's a funny story about coming. this isn't even about coming. So this past weekend I spent the weekend with a young lady.
What's her name?
I am not.
Let's get personal.
That. No, because yeah. There's a possibility of people being angry. So I don't want to do that.
You already said her name on this show.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I've never said.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I actively don't say.
I'm just going to go back through the episode every time.
Go ahead. I've never said it. Okay. No. So we were supposed to go to this birthday party for this young lady, and it ended up plans changing because people got sick. We couldn't really do it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the young lady discovered that we've never been drunk at the same time. It's always been one or the other, right?
That's funny. That's like me and you have never been sober at the same time.
Right. So. We decided to come home and do that instead. So we got home. We poured ridiculous amounts of beer very quickly. We shotgunned a beer, which I almost never do. And
I thought y'all shotgunned a beer. We had nothing but glasses here.
No, there was two cans of Hell or High Watermelon left, and we shotgunned.
Oh, God. That would have been horrible.
Actually, it was fucking delicious, because it doesn't taste like salt water. It tastes like watermelon. Anyway. so... Me and the young lady get boozed up, right? Mm. And it's coming down to the wind down of the evening, and we're getting kind of cozy, right? We're doing the whole physical thing. So, I'm going to try to church this up as much as I can because I don't want to embarrass her completely.
Your name's Dirt Boy.
all right, we're doing the part where we're both munching on each other.
The 69, the wine dine.
Yeah, we're doing the wine 'em, dine 'em, 69 'em.
Yeah.
So we're hitting that up.
You have to say it with a country twang when you say wine dine.
Yeah. And she's going to town on me, and I pass out. Because I'm drunk.
Thank God, because then she must have had this overwhelming fear that you had died.
So, the funniest part about the whole thing is the next morning, I wake up freezing cold, because it's cold in my room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it. I love it. I love being cold in my room. But, like, I usually have blankets, and I usually sleep by myself, because I don't really see the girl until the weekends. So, you know, it was kind of, this is the first time me sharing a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wake up, like, kind of barely covered up, and I look down, and I'm, like, really uncomfortable, and I don't know why. And I look down, and I'm naked, and I don't know why, because I turn over, and she's not naked. So I'm like, this is weird. I don't know what happened. And I kind of wake up and I put clothes on real quick. And then she kind of wakes up and she's just like, hey. I was like, what's up? She's like, you fell asleep with your dick in my mouth.
Wish if there was a better way to fall asleep, Danny. I don't know it.
What do you expect? It's the most comfortable position in the world.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that could be better is if, you know, Blumpkin. But in that case, you're going to hate the woman the next day, because how could you look at that? You blew me on the toilet. Ugh, it's nasty. But it felt wonderful.
Yeah, so there's just a funny story about me passing out during...
You always have a hole in your pants.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, okay, that's, you know, end of the show now.
Okay, so now, guys, legit end of the show that we didn't forget and just be like, oh, let's see. You know. So anyway, Facebook.com/dickpics. Add us. We only need 4 more people and we hit 100. And after that, I'm going to start getting us on iTunes. We'll be easier to find. We'll get more shit out there. Me and Danny, we're loving giving people. We like hosting parties and shit. We'll invite anyone that listens to us just about, unless you are a cunt.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Don't be a cunt.
That's really... I'm Richard.
I'm Danny.
100 days, 100 years.
RickandDanny.com. Which one was it again?
I don't remember.